Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
What is the market going to do? Hello, this is David Heltzel with Plan Vision, and today I want to talk about market predictions, market timing, and when's the best time to invest. Well, in some of my reading lately, I've come across a few things that I just had to share. One of those was an article by Jason Zweig. He talks about some professional firms and their one-year market forecasts they release every year and how inaccurate these are. These are very professional firms with very experienced people, and the results of these forecasts at the end of the year are way off. He says they're like a person looking into an unlit cavern at midnight for a black cat that isn't there. In the book Pathfinders by J.L. Collins, who you may recognize as the author of The Simple Path to Wealth, he says there are so many people predicting what the market will do next, someone's bound to get it right. But it's just like the lottery. If enough tickets are sold, someone will win the jackpot. But would you consider the winner of the lottery to be somebody who's really good at picking winning lottery numbers? No, we just recognize that person got very, very lucky. Predictions might work well if nothing changed. But the reality is, anything can happen at any moment that will change the course of the markets. I recently had someone say, "Gosh, the markets sure are in uncharted territory." Well, I thought, aren't the markets in uncharted territory every day? It's like predicting sports season outcomes. Maybe your team got a new star athlete in the draft, or your team acquired a new player who's really talented. So everybody's predicting a great outcome for the season. But what if that athlete gets injured? Do you really feel the same about the predicted outcome of the season? Many of you know that I'm a private pilot. I love to fly, but I don't get a lot of time to fly. So I have to do a really good job of planning to find good times where the weather is going to be decent. The best flying around here is in the fall. But can I really predict what day and what hour is best for me to go flying 6-8 months in advance? Well, of course not. It's the same as trying to predict when's the best time to get into the market. J.L. Collins goes on to say in his book, "The market will do whatever it takes to embarrass the largest number of people." So as always, the best time to invest is when you have the money to invest. As long as that works well with your risk tolerance, your timeline, and other things like that. But what's most important, as J.L. Collins says, is that you do not invest unless you are absolutely sure you're going to stay the course when times get tough. And times will get tough, because if you panic and sell, this advice will leave you bleeding by the side of the road. So think about your investment strategy. What's your asset allocation? Does it really match your timeline, your risk tolerance? If it doesn't, let's talk about your asset allocation. Or if you think you don't have the temperament to invest in the markets, then maybe there's a different way for you to invest. But again, just remember, with anything, there's trade-offs. There may be different risks you're accepting if you choose not to invest in the stock and bond market. But as always, we feel the best thing to do is stay invested, stay the course, review your plan, review your investments, continue to learn. Learn more about how you're invested. Once you feel like you have a solid plan, then let the markets do what they will. Keep your fees low and go on and enjoy your life without worrying about the day-to-day moves in the market.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.